Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Okay, we live. Welcome to an episode of Failure is Knowledge. And this episode is going to be so incredible because I had to take some time off because I had to figure out what I was doing and how I can go about doing it. But we're back, we're better, and we're more informed on how to help not only podcasters launch their podcast, but to grow and monetize their platform. So there's so many different changes that I went through, and it was so difficult for me to go through it because it was overwhelming. It was a lot to learn. It was a lot to discover. But one thing that I've learned while going along this journey is that you have to keep showing up no matter what. Even when I wasn't posting as much as I would like to, I still was learning behind the scenes. And the scenes came to the point where I was learning what I was doing. And since I'm learning what I'm doing, I have to keep doing it on a consistent basis. And I'm not going to lie, starting your own business, launching your own business, and starting from ground zero can be stressful because me speaking by myself, I'm figuring out everything how I would like to. Yes, I go to different programs, different mentorships. Yes, I'm in different communities. Nonetheless, it doesn't mean that it's still not overwhelming. That doesn't mean it's still not challenging. It doesn't mean that it's a lot that goes on with launching your own business, growing your own business, and really monetizing it. Learning how to grow your business or have a business, oh my goodness. If somebody would tell me that whenever you decide to start a business, it's going to be challenging because there's so many different things that you do not know or do not understand or can't even put a finger on it because there's so much to go out here, I would have never believed them. And I would never believe them because I didn't go through the process. I didn't go through the journey. I didn't go through the evolution of launching a business. The other day I did a podcast and he asked me a question. He said, how long have you been podcasting? Normally when somebody asks me that, I say half a decade. I've been podcasting for half a decade. But this time was a lot different. When he asked me how long you've been podcasting, I literally said 5 years. Now, 5 years might not seem like a long time, but there's a difference to say a half a decade and the actual number, and it made me think about how long I've actually been trying to figure this out, how long I've been trying to focus on this particular skill, how long I've been trying to develop podcasting, and it's helped me that just because you have an idea, you have to have a reason of why you are showing up. That's the topic of the day. You have to have a reason of why you're showing up, because if you don't have a reason why you're showing up, when times get hard, you're going to stop showing up. When moments get overwhelming, you're going to stop showing up. When you are stressed out, you are going to stop showing up. So let me go ahead and write that on the board. You have to have a purpose to show up. To have a purpose to show up. There we go. Let me show the camera right quick. Let me know where y'all from. Let me know where y'all coming in from. You have to have a purpose to show up. And what this means is that as life is knocking you down, okay? As life is overwhelming, and you are going through the process of figuring out who you are, who you would like to become, and what you would like to do, your purpose, your reasoning, and your goal behind doing everything has to be so big that you start to figure out why it has to be beyond you. And I learned this a while ago, and when they said it, that you have to have a target so big that it not only changed your life, but it changed your family life. But for it to change your family life, it has to change your life. And so learning why you have to show up with purpose, with the reason, with goals, with the determination, because you're not going to figure out everything as soon as you make your mind to change. You're not going to figure out everything as soon as you make your mind up to grow. You're not going to figure out everything when you decide that you want something different. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, I was going through the everyday process of getting up, going to work, going home, and I really didn't have a purpose of why I was serving. And so as the years went on, as the months went on, as the days went on, it became so repetitive because I was doing the same thing every single day. I literally would wake up, I literally would go to work, I literally would get off of work, and I would go back home. One day I decided, when I took my first podcast course, one day I decided that me doing the same thing on a consistent basis, yes, is good. Yes, it's boring, but it's not fulfilling. And so when I decided to pick up my phone and really start recording videos and making podcasts and sharing myself to the world, it became relevant. No, not relevant. It became... I became more aware of what I was bringing to the universe. My purpose came from me helping others. My purpose came from me sharing myself. My purpose came from me connecting with others. You cannot be a change maker if you're not willing to change yourself. So over the years while I was serving, I was learning how to change myself. I was learning how to develop myself. And I was learning different skills that would not only prepare me for yesterday, but would prepare me for today. And not only prepare me for today, but prepare me for my future. Because you never know the amount of information that someone is going to intake on that current day. Nonetheless, when you figure out the lesson that you are going through, you discover that you are growing through it because you become someone different. That's the first point to hit on, Zed. When you have to have a purpose to show up, point number one is that you are becoming someone different. Correction, you have to be someone different. You have to be someone different. I'm just going to put it. You have to be different. You have to be different. Let me show the board right quick. You have to be different. And the reason why you have to be different is because if you're one person if you're in a room full of 20 different people and you're one out of 20 people and 20 people start doing the same exact thing, they have the same exact clothes on, they do the same thing every single day, what makes you stand out? It's definitely not your clothes. It's definitely not the work that you're doing. And it's definitely not the way you show up. The thing that I've learned about being in podcasting and really understanding the dynamic behind it, the information behind it, is that just because there are over 5 million different podcasts, according to Buzzsprout, just because there's a lot of different podcasts doesn't mean I cannot stand out. In fact, I can stand out because there's over 8 billion people in this world. And you're telling me a fraction of people on this earth, excuse me, which is 5 million people. It's a lot of people now. Don't get it. It's a lot of people. 5 million people has a podcast. 90% of the podcasters that has a podcast stop at episode number 3. And the 10% that go beyond episode 3 can't make a difference or can't stand out because the market is saturated. The market has so many different similar people within the podcast industry. And so when I was in this room full of 20 different people, and we all had the same uniform on, our job was the same, and we was doing the same thing every single day. The one thing that I wanted to do is to figure out, how can I be different? What can I do different than the other people? What can I do different to stand out from others? What can I do to become different and stand out from others? It was so difficult for me to figure this out, but I knew my work ethic wasn't going to get me far. Correction, it can get me far, but it can only take me a certain amount of certain way if I'm not willing to focus on it every single day. So the thing that really helped me be different was that I saw an opportunity from creating different videos. As I was creating videos, I started to learn more about podcasting. I started to learn more about content creation. I started to learn more about how podcasting can help change people's lives. You see, one thing, the reason why being different is so overwhelming, because you have to do something that the other people are not doing to get to where you would like to go, when you have no idea where you are going. It's not the fact that you don't know where you are going. How can you know where you are going? It's like you're literally getting in the car and you're following them out. And halfway through your trip, you literally get lost because the directions are rerouting. The directions have failed and your phone has lost signal. Just because you're becoming different doesn't mean that the signal around you is bad. In fact, sometimes in life, you just have to be willing to pivot. Sometimes in life, you just have to be willing to change direction. Sometimes in life, you have to know that the path that you are on, many times in life, it will redirect you to know that you have to be different. Being different is challenging. Being different is overwhelming. Being different has so many rewards to it. Whereas if you are like everyone else, how can you achieve the life that you would like to have? You see, many times in life, you have to recognize that the life that you are looking to have for yourself starts with the decision today. You have to be different. If there's 20 people in the room and every 20 person has the same uniform, has the same job, has the same goal, how can that one person be different from the 20? How can that one person be different from the pack? How can that one person be different from everybody? Well, see, when you have purpose, you're becoming different. When you have purpose, you're becoming aware. When you have purpose, you're becoming more focused. Purpose helps you focus on the opportunity that has yet to be presented. When I started making videos, I knew something was going to come from this. I knew something was going to grow from this. I knew I was going to grow from this. Because to be different, I have to be okay with being myself. But showing up as myself is so challenging, because how do I know that myself is good to show up as? I had to learn that being different isn't bad. Being different is good, because different attracts different. If I want different, I have to be willing to be around different. You see, different people hang with different people. See, when the pack comes together and there's 20 individuals that's there, and the 20 individuals are not growing, the 20 individuals are not learning, the 20 individuals are not developing, that one person that start to work on themselves, the one person that start to read different books, watch different podcasts, and just explore the information that's out in this world, the person that's willing to become different, they be different. You can't be different unless you are willing to show up with purpose. You have to show up with a reason. You have to show up with a goal in mind. You have to show up willing to accomplish something. Because if you don't accomplish anything, how can you be different? Life shows you that different, there's a cost to pay. You have to be willing to pay the price to be different. Because to be different, you have to know you have to pay something. It's not going to come easy. It's not going to come overnight. In fact, it's not going to come as soon as you would like for it to come. Moreover, it's going to come when you least expect it, because as you're different, you're pursuing your goal, you're pursuing your purpose, you're pursuing different. To be different, you have to know that everything is okay. To be different, you have to know that the work that you're doing today, it will grow you more than you can ever imagine. You can only grow when you learn how to be different. You see, showing up with purpose is saying, I have a goal from this event. Showing up with purpose is saying, I have a goal with this podcast. Showing up with purpose is showing up when you don't feel like it. I started this episode, this podcast episode, expressing that I had to take time off to figure out what I was doing. Yes, I can make podcasts. Yes, I can record podcasts. On the contrary, it got to the point where I was just producing, where I was just creating, where I was just recording a lot of podcast episodes, and I didn't understand what all goes into it, meaning the business side of podcasting. What is the business side of podcasting? What's the reason of podcasting? I didn't have a purpose of why I was showing up recording. And it got to a point where I was overwhelming, because I'm doing so much to figure out how to make podcasting work. And it wasn't until I started recognizing that I'm only focusing on being the creator of the podcast. Instead of me learning how to use podcasting to bring in more revenue, to make more money, to make a bigger impact, I had to study what the business correction. I'm studying what the business side of podcasting consists of. It doesn't only just consist of just communicating. Now I have to learn how to work with sponsors. I have to learn how to work with collaborators. I have to learn how to work with others to not only make a name for myself, but to be and build relationships with people that can not only grow me, that will help me become different. There's so many different podcasts out here. Over 5 million podcasts according to Buzzsprout. And there's so many different podcasts. And just because there's so many different podcasts doesn't mean I can't stand out. Doesn't mean I can't make a difference. Doesn't mean I can't make an impact. And just because there are so many different podcasts doesn't mean you can't stand out. Doesn't mean you can't make an impact. Doesn't mean you cannot make a difference. In fact, it actually means the quite opposite, because there's somebody for somebody, and to be different, that different is going to attract that somebody. You have to be willing to be your own somebodyness, because your own somebodyness will pull in the people that's looking to be mentored by you, will pull in people that's willing to follow you, will pull in people that support what you have going on. See, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. say, to be your own somebodyness, you have to own yourself. You have to look at yourself and say, I'm good at this. I'm okay at this. You have to be confident in being different, because as you're becoming different, you're showing up with purpose. You can't be different until you learn how to show up with purpose. Over time, I had to learn that showing up with no goal, with no purpose, with no reason, was my downfall, because I didn't recognize that in order for me to grow, in order for me to learn, in order for me to evolve, I have to show up with a goal in mind. I have to show up with the purpose. I have to show up with reasoning. Because if I'm just showing up because I'm good at podcasting, I'm missing the opportunity of making an impact. I'm missing the opportunity of making an impact, because impact comes from being different. I didn't know when I got into business a half a decade ago, 5 years ago, was that I had to do a lot of research. And by research, I'm literally saying, like, sit down and read the articles, read the information, read prior businesses. So it's a lot. It's a lot. Nonetheless, I've learned, because I'm also a student at Kaiser University. And as I'm a student there, I'm not only a student there, but I'm a student in life. I'm constantly finding ways that I can learn. I'm constantly finding ways that I can evolve. I'm constantly finding ways that I can develop. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to pay the price. You have to be educated. You have to educate yourself. And you have to get around different rooms and environment that will not only make you smarter, you can start asking questions that will help you gain a better understanding of the information that's being presented. Information is so overwhelming because there's a lot out here in this world. How do you get the information for you to know that it's okay being different? Different has a price to pay, because when you pay the price, you're becoming different. When you pay the price, you're growing. When you pay the price, you are evolving more you can ever imagine, because you are learning more about yourself. And that's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to learn about yourself on a daily basis. You have to be different. Point number two, learn yourself. Learn yourself. I'm going to show it on the board. Show it on the board. There we go. Learn yourself. And the reason why that's point number two is because to be different, you have to know that it's okay to be yourself. When I first started 5 years ago, a half a decade ago, I started not being comfortable with myself, not being comfortable with my voice, not being comfortable the way I showed up on camera. It was more so that I had so much self-doubt in my ability, I didn't know that I could succeed in podcasting. But I knew over time I can get a little better. But I knew over time I can develop. But I knew all I needed to do was just learn how to be myself and how to be okay with being who I am. I can't change my features. I can't change who I am. I can't change the way I am. On the contrary, I can change the way I think. I can change the information I learn. I can change myself more than I can ever imagine. Let me tell you why. Because I had to learn what I did not know about myself. It's not the fact that there's a lot of information. If I don't start with myself, in fact, I even wrote a book called Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset. In this book, I started with myself. I shared my story. I connected with my life. And when I start bringing out points and different reasons and different lessons, it all came from my life. Shout out to Nora Publishing House. She helped me publish the book. And one thing that stops a lot of people is that you're not starting with your own story. In fact, you're starting with the next person's story because they are so much further than you are. My favorite player is Kobe Bryant. My favorite basketball player is Kobe Bryant. RIP to Kobe Bryant. The reason why he became my favorite player was because in 2010, he played the Celtics. And during that time, I was in California, and as we was watching the game, Kobe Bryant's leadership on that floor, on the court, not only brought the best out of other people, but it showed that when you play as a team, you can win the unbelievable. Kobe Bryant not only led the team, he led by example. I said, oh, that's what a good player is. They lead by example. And as I got older, I didn't play basketball. In fact, I wasn't even good at basketball. Nonetheless, when I played football, I understood for me to be a leader, I have to be willing to lead by example. Before my peers can see the leadership within me, I had to see it within myself. And when I start to see the leadership within myself by showing up every single day, by showing up more after practice, and really studying the craft, I became the example that people can follow, because the example that I was laying down was that I was leading by example. I wasn't leading with no blueprint. I was leading with the purpose. I was leading with the goal. I was leading by demonstrating. You see, when you learn yourself, you have to be willing to lead by yourself. Because when you're by yourself, how do you focus? How do you concentrate? How do you develop the skills that's going to get you to the next path? You see, the reason why I say you have to be willing to lead yourself, because before others come and follow you, you have to be willing to be a follower. As I was growing up, they say, don't be a follower, be a leader. Don't be a follower, be a leader. And being a follower to a determined leader would determine the outcome based off the way a person is following the other person. Meaning, if a person follow a person that has bad influence, that has influence on the person that doesn't benefit them, if a person is following a person, then they are following their leader or their example of leadership. Whereas if someone is following, someone is on the right path, someone is that's doing and pursuing podcasting, there's so many different things that come from following the right person. Because in order to lead, you have to follow the right person. You cannot be a leader if you're not willing to be a follower to the right person. And the right person is going to guide you. The right person is going to mentor you. The right person is going to teach you life lessons. Because they're going to show you that you can be good. They're going to show you that I believe in you. When you start believing in yourself, it's going to be a whole different ball game. They're going to show you the power of self-belief. Because they learned it before themselves. Life is going to show you that as you are showing up with a purpose, you are showing up to get better. Many times in life, you have to be a follower first before you can lead, because you have to learn how to lead. You have to learn how to grow, and you have to learn more about yourself. I say be a follower, not a leader. I say follow the right person. I say follow the right leader. I say follow the person that's going to get you and help you become better. Because if you follow the wrong person, it's going to not only lower your value, but destroy your self-confidence and destroy your self-belief. You're following the wrong leader, because the wrong leader is setting the wrong example. Following the right leader will help you become a leader for others. You see, when you become a leader for others, it started on how you followed others. They say be a follower, they say be a leader, not a follower. But in order to learn how to lead, you need to follow. But you need to follow the right person. You need to learn how to follow the right group. You need to learn how to follow the right mentality. I watched this interview with Kobe Bryant, and he mentioned that somebody asked him, that was like, what does Mamba mentality mean? And he proceeds to say, Mamba mentality is just becoming the best version of yourself. You can't learn yourself if you're not becoming the best version of yourself. How do you become the best you if you're not understanding who you are? You see, DJ, what it do, man? What it do? The reason why you have to show up with purpose is because everything that you are doing, it has to be calculated, has to be planned out, has to be structured in a way where it's going to help you not only grow, but it's going to help you learn more about yourself. They say be a leader, don't be a follower, but you, in order to lead properly, you have to follow properly. And following the right person, following the right group, following the right mentality will not only help you, but it will show that you are able to grow within yourself. Growth happens when you decide to learn more about yourself. You see, when you show up with purpose, you're showing up with a goal. When you show up with purpose, you're showing up to develop. When you show up with purpose, you're showing up as your true self. Life is going to show you. And in order for you to grow, you have to be okay with the uncomfortable. You have to be okay with being uncomfortable. There you go. Because if you're not okay with being uncomfortable, how do you step outside of your comfort zone to become better? My most prized moments was when I failed a lot. I literally failed so many different tests in school, literally failed so many different events in life. I done failed tests. I had different car accidents. I failed so many times. It got to a point where I was tired of failing because nothing was going my way. And since nothing was going my way and I was constantly feeling like I'm at the bottom felt heavy. You see, when you learn yourself, you know your limits, you know your limitations, or at least I thought I knew my limitations. The bottom felt heavy. And since the bottom felt heavy, I didn't understand why I had to feel the weight of it. The weight is going to be overwhelming. The weight is going to carry you down. The weight is going to slow you down. But until you keep moving, until you keep stepping, until you keep pushing, your purpose of you showing up won't come until you learn how to get yourself from the bottom. What Drake say? Started from the bottom, now we here. But before you get here, you have to start at the bottom. Starting at the bottom will feel so overwhelming because nothing is going your way. You can't do nothing right. And it's always going the opposite way to what you can ever imagine. I got accepted to this program. And when I got accepted to a program, I didn't know how to accept the acceptance. Because I'm so used to failing. I'm so used to being denied. I'm so used to saying that I'm not good enough. But I've learned that when you show up with purpose, you show up with intention. To be intentional, you have to have a reason behind you showing up. Every time I go to different places, every time I'm recording a different podcast, I'm showing up with intention. Intention creates value. Intention creates purpose. Intention creates results. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that intention creates results. You have to be intentional. Intention creates results. And I'm gonna show the board. Intentions create results. And the reason why, that's the last point. Oh, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe, and let me know in the comments below on how much value you're getting from this. Like, is it helping you become better? Is it helping you see yourself? And is it helping you learn more about the person that you are becoming? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to read and love to shout you out one time. Life is so overwhelming because intentionality helps you focus on the outcome that you're looking for. And until you are focused on the outcome that you are seeking, nothing is going to come your way. No results is going to go in your favor. The lessons will be overlooked. And you're going to be so hard on yourself because nothing is being able to be discovered. I remember I went to this pitch competition, and during this pitch competition, it was like a speed dating. It's kind of like speed dating, but it was speed pitching. So you go to different tables and you pitch your business, pitch what type of business you want to have, and there's different mentors at different stations, and now you have to do the same thing over and over and over again for 9 different sessions, all within 120 seconds, give or take. It's very short. Or within 5 minutes. I think within 5 minutes. And so when I go and do like the speed networking or speed pitching, I'm going to different tables. And the first table I go to, that was like, okay, so what do you do again? They got to ask me. I'm like, podcasting. Like, I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast. And I was like, okay, what's the goal behind it? I'm like, well, to help entrepreneurs build their confidence on camera so they can launch their podcast and be sure of themselves. And so they asking me questions. I think I'm answering it right. And so one table, the first table I went to, they gave me feedback on what could be better the next time, literally like next couple of minutes. And they said, speak more about the value that you bring to others. So I'm like, okay, I appreciate it. Excuse me. So I forgot all about the pitch that I was presenting. I was focused on delivering the value that the first mentor just told me about. So then I go to the second mentor and I start with value that you're like, yeah, entrepreneurs are going to be able to launch their podcast with confidence, grow more awareness, and have more customers based off their platform. And they said, okay, that's good and all, but where's the story at? Where's your story at? Where's your, why are you doing this? I'm like, well, they just told me to add the value, so I forgot about the story. Now I'm just focusing on the value. Excuse me. And they mentioned that you have to focus on the value with the story because the story enhances, make better of your value. Like, it makes it better, makes it stronger. And oh, I'm like, okay, cool. The next table or set of mentors that I go to, I'm there. This is my third one. And as I'm there, I have advice from the first one. Start with value. I have advice from the second one. Share your story with the value. So now I'm sharing my story with the value. And the mentors, once I got done, they literally said, didn't you serve in the military? I was like, yeah. They was like, well, since I know you, share more about that. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I literally just added on top of what the mentors said, because it's literally like a speed dating. Like, you go to different tables and talk to someone. It's like speed pitching. You go to different tables and still talk to someone, but it's for business rather than dating. And during this time, I was so overwhelmed because nothing that I was doing was going right, because the coaches and the mentors, they had some feedback to give. It was good feedback, but it was overwhelming feedback because it was so much that I was trying to change within that short span of time. And so when I showed up with intention, I showed up with confidence. When I showed up with intention, I showed up as being a student. When I showed up with the intention, I literally learned on the go. You have to be willing to learn on the go in order for you to develop on the go. Because you can't develop while being at one place. You can't grow while only focusing on one location. You can't grow until you step out your comfort zone. Comfort is the thief of purpose, because when you're comfortable, you're not willing to step outside of your comfort zone. Comfort is the thief of purpose, because you can't grow when you're relaxed. Comfort is the thief of purpose, because it makes you relax more than stress. When you're stressed, you learn more. When you're overwhelmed, you understand faster. When you're overthinking or in your head, you start to ask, why am I in my head? Comfort doesn't bring the stress out of you. Comfort hides the stress because you're comfortable. You see, you have to have purpose to show up. You have to be intentional behind being uncomfortable. When you are uncomfortable, you start to grow. When you are uncomfortable, you start to develop. When you are uncomfortable, you start to learn more about who you are. Because when you learn yourself, you start to grow. When you learn yourself, you start to improve. When you learn yourself, you start to develop for yourself. You can't help others until you are willing to help yourself. And I literally remember when I was in half a decade ago, and I'm learning these new information. I'm reading the different books. I'm gaining new knowledge. But that's the thing. I'm just gaining the knowledge with no implementation. Like, I'm gaining the knowledge with no success, no results or anything of that nature. And so as I'm reading the knowledge, as I'm reading the information, I'm like, man, this is life change. I remember reading my first book was Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And as I'm reading it, I literally say, like, this information is crazy. I ain't never heard this information before. I ain't never read it. In fact, it was probably one of the first books I read from cover to cover. On the contrary, I started calling people from my hometown like, man, you should read this book. Man, it's life-changing. Man, it's about to change my life. Man, one day, I'm going to be different. And so when I start sending it to my friends, I bought the book there, not read it or read it, with whichever or. I give them the book. And what I've learned is that just because you have the knowledge, If you don't have the experience behind the lesson that you just learned, you just have unapplied knowledge. It can be wasted knowledge, but it's knowledge that doesn't benefit anyone until you start acting on the information. The information that I had, I was yet to act on it because there were so many different things that I wanted to do. I was saying yes to real estate. I was saying yes to wholesaling. I was saying yes to surplus funds. I was saying yes to so many different things. And I didn't say no to nothing. I didn't say no to nothing because I didn't know you could say no to anything. The reason why that's so powerful and intentional is because when you are intentional behind your growth, you start to learn new information that will help you become better. You can become better when you start to learn what better looks like for you. At that time, I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I was struggling to figure out why I was living paycheck to paycheck. And it wasn't until I recognized that I just had the wrong information with no knowledge right behind it. Failure became knowledge because failure taught me the lessons. Failure disclosed the lessons, and failure made the lessons more light, brought light to the lessons as well. You have to have purpose to show up because you learn when you are uncomfortable. As you are uncomfortable, the lessons that you are learning, you learn at a faster rate because the rate that you are discovering them is helping you be more uncomfortable. You have to be different. There's 20 people like you. There's 40 people like you. There's 100 people like you. How can you stand out from other people and not be like everyone else? Well, it goes on your actions. It goes on your behaviors. It goes on the way that you think. It goes on the way that you communicate. It goes on everything that you're doing. Focus on yourself, because as you are focused on yourself, you're learning yourself. Never stop learning who you are, who you're becoming, and why you are different from others. You're different for a reason. Just like Dr. Martin Luther King say, you have to own your somebodyness. When you own your somebodyness, you're able to understand that you can be different. As you're being different, your intention creates results. You have to show up with intention. You have to be focused on your growth, and you have to show up every single day with a purpose. So that way, you are not only being intentional, but you're focusing on your purpose so you can become different. Life is going to reward those who reward themselves by taking action, by taking risks, and putting themselves out there. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, because when you put yourself out there, you're stepping on the other side of comfort, which is uncomfortability. If you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why you should show up with purpose, and how you are going to start showing up with purpose today. Let me know in the comments. Leave a review if you would like. And your feedback is much appreciated. For the first customer, for the first audience member that leave a testimonial, that leave feedback, or that answer the question of the day, is that what is your biggest takeaway about you having a purpose and how you're going to start on it today? You will be a special guest on Failure Is Knowledge podcast. All you have to do is just send me an email. Send us an email at my first name, Terrell, T-E-R-R-Y-L, at failureisknowledge.com. And I can't wait to read the replies. Can't wait to read your message. Can't wait to read how you are going to start growing through yourself. I appreciate y'all. Like that button. Hit that subscribe. Leave that review. And also, click this video right here to watch more videos on how to personally develop within yourself.